Good morning, RVA. It's 52 degrees and rainy. It's going to keep raining too, so keep an eye out for potentially severe storms later this morning and into the early afternoon. Temperatures will hang out in the mid-60s, which seems totally fine for the last day of November. Beep. Water cooler. The Richmond Police Department is reporting that last Monday, Shay Mashiya Sims, a woman in her 30s, was shot to death. Police were called to the 800 block of Cheatwood Avenue for a report of a vehicle colliding into a structure and found Sims dead in the vehicle. As of this morning, the Virginia Department of Health reports 2,325 new positive cases of the coronavirus in the Commonwealth and 4 new deaths as a result of the virus. VDH reports 212 new cases in and around Richmond, Chesterfield 74, Henrico 75, and Richmond 63. Since this pandemic began, 464 people have died in the Richmond region. The 7-day average of new statewide cases passed 2,500 over the long weekend and sits at 2,592, the 10th consecutive day over 2,000. Locally, our 7-day average of combined new cases in Richmond, Henrico, and Chesterfield is 222 and has topped 200 for the last 8 days. Because it's been a while, here's the stacked graph of new statewide cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, and the graph of the new cases in Richmond, Henrico, and Chesterfield. Please keep in mind that reporting is weird over weekends and holidays, and that could mean either days with unusually big numbers or days with unusually small numbers. We should know more about if our troubling hockey stick trends will continue in a couple of days. Right before the long weekend, Chesterfield County Public Schools announced they will reverse course and put the brakes on in-person learning as case counts increase across the region. Jessica Nocera at the Richmond Times-Dispatch has the details. The county's decision puts the entire region's public schools, other than Hanover County, virtual until at least the early parts of 2021. Chesterfield's administrators focused on the 7-day average of new cases per 100,000 people and planned on changing course once that metric crossed a threshold of 25. Honestly, I don't know much about their decision to use that particular metric and threshold, but you can find that specific number for a given locality here. And for Richmond, it's 21.1, Henrico 25.1, and Chesterfield 26.1. Bizarrely, some winter sports will still, for now, take place. You can read the Virginia High School League's guidance document here, but some of it seems a lot like Corona Theater. For example, basketball will eliminate the jump ball, I guess because players are too close to each other. But, like, wait until they hear about rebounding? To its credit, the document does say on every single page, quote, during times of significantly increasing disease spread, organizers of such events should consider canceling or postponing competition in favor of lesser risk activities such as low contact drills or practices. I guess we'll have to wait and see if schools and school districts make their own sports decisions moving into the winter. Beep. I don't have a picture of it yet, but the city put down part of a new bike lane on First Street. This is the first part of a planned north-south connection from 9564 all the way to the downtown expressway, a regular tour de urban renewal. The First Street section will head from Duval to Franklin, and then you'll take the Franklin Street bike lane to 3rd, which will take you down to Bird Street. It's a bit of a jiggity jog, but does provide a safe, nice, and needed way to move perpendicular to Franklin Street. Beep. I've written a bunch about the new pot of transportation money the Central Virginia Transportation Authority will start providing any minute now. It's important to remember that while the money is divided up into 3 buckets, other than the bucket allocated to public transit, the money can be used for almost anything transportation-related that your urbanism brain can dream up. That's why pieces like this one from Chris Suarez and RTD are important to remind us, really to remind our elected leadership, that transportation money does not have to mean widening highways or paving streets. It can mean filling needed sidewalk gaps, building ADA-compliant ramps, and making accessible bus stops. Speaking of, via the RVA subreddit, look at all these fun urbanist issues on the front page of yesterday's newspaper. Will Manchester get a grocery store? Maybe, says Mike Platania at Richmond BizSense. That neighborhood's going to need a massive improvement in pedestrian infrastructure to make crossing Commerce Road something you can safely do without taking your life in your own hands. See above for potential funding sources. I don't know what to make of this other than seems bad. The Richmond Times-Dispatch's Mark Robinson says that the Richmond Redevelopment and Housing Authority Board voted back in 2019 to transfer a bunch of vacant lot to nonprofits so they could build some affordable housing. Here we are, a year and a half later, and that transfer has yet to happen. Apparently, the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development needs to sign off on a thing, but HUD says they need more info from RRHA. I don't know who's to blame here, but the end result is property has sat vacant for months and months and months, and fewer affordable homes exist in Richmond. This morning's long read is titled Housebound. Over the weekend, I watched Run on Hulu and was pretty impressed by actress Kiara Allen. Here's a no-spoilers interview with director Anish Chaganti about how he thought through making a movie centered around someone with a disability while not being disabled himself. Here's an excerpt. Giganti was conscious of the fact that he's not disabled, but telling the story of someone who is. Once Alan was on board, he consulted with her constantly. I gave her the script and the production design layout of the house and asked her to please note it up. Tell us what is wrong, what you wouldn't do. So much changed because she told us this is not how she lives. Her costume, her room, bits of her motion, her dialogue, and her backstory changed. We were very open to that. I'd ask her about the title. Is the title Run offensive? We're doing a double play on it, but is it mean? I made sure that was okay with her. If you'd like your long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's picture of the day is a picture of a centerpiece I made to put on our living room table, and it's got pine cones and weird red berries I found outside, some magnolia leaves, and some fun little lights. Intro and outro music by Matt Fisher, and you can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.